Sir Aaron Carter here, bringing you another weekend bang, and this week we get it cracking, everybody. We're going to give you our latest review on KrakenCon, which we just got back from in the Big O. Check us out on nerdreactor.com under the podcast tab. You can also check us out on Player FM, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and the Zune Marketplace. Follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang and Facebook Video Game Bang Bang. Sit back and relax for another episode of the Weekend Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play it right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Oh, it's cracking, people. It's going down. It's the Oakland remix.
Are we yelling Timber now?
Yeah. Just let that vibe for a second.
Do you need me to turn anybody's headphones up?
I think you need to turn everybody's headphones up.
Please don't.
If you're not listening right now, you need to be, because it's banging. We just came back from Oakland, everybody.
From Oakland?
You know what we were doing in Oakland? We was getting it cracking. Yeah, we was. Yeah. Kraken Con, everybody.
Kraken Con.
You know what? It was small time cracking. That's what I'm going to say. That's my overall. You'll read the rest on the website, nerdreactor.com. This is the Weekend Bang. Let's get all the...
Oh, yeah. We didn't announce.
Yeah.
People have no idea what they're listening
to.
Yeah,
exactly. This is the Weekend Bang with Sir Aaron Carter. Straight out of the Vault 101 with us today, Jerry Panericon.
Hi, everybody.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow. Done drinking his drink over there, David Gondo Ng.
Hello.
All right, that's good. Anti-climactic, whatever. And keeping it cracking with always cracking, cracking Corey Vincent.
What's cracking, y'all?
There it is. And we just got, like we said, back from Oakland, where it wasn't that breezy.
That is the only time I've been to Oakland on purpose.
Really? You accidentally went to Oakland?
Yeah, I've accidentally pulled off at Oakland before.
I feel sorry for you there.
Trying to turn around so I didn't hit a toll booth.
Took the wrong turn.
As you know, we do cover cons here. And we went to Wizard World Con in Sacramento, what, a month ago?
Yeah, we went to Wizard World. Yeah, I don't know. And it's all so blurs together.
Not to brag, but we did a pretty good job.
It was like 3 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, of
so
course.
We did so good that the people in the Big O decided to give us a quick shout out and say, hey, why don't you come check us out here at KrakenCon in Oakland? So, of course, we couldn't say no, right?
No, we banded together our merry group of...
Merrymen. Our tights and everything. And we traveled down to Oakland and checked out KrakenCon. Now, KrakenCon is a local convention in Oakland, that seems to be, majoring around anime, I would say?
Yeah, it's definitely anime-centric.
Yeah. So, think if you're in Sacramento area, think Sac Anime, but Oakland. They can't have a cool name, Sac Anime.
Oakland Anime.
Yeah, you can't go
Oakland Anime.
Oakland Anime, yeah. But it's Kraken. That's perfect, actually. It's not Kraken like you might think, though. It was a giant squid on the table as soon as we got there. So
yes, it's spelled like the Kraken, the mythical sea creature.
Yes. Mythical?
Mythical?
Last time I was in the Bay Area, I saw plenty of them.
Saw plenty of giant sea monsters devouring ships.
Yeah. They were devouring ships.
Plenty of Liam Neeson's announcing them.
Yes.
Before they attack.
He's actually on a 24-hour retainer right in front of the Bay Bridge. So when you get there, he says, welcome to Kraken. There it is.
Wow.
All right, let's go around the table. First impressions when you walk through the door. Gondo.
I was surprised at the small size of it, but I liked it, though.
Irony.
It worked really well.
Small Kraken.
Nobody, huh?
Whatever. No. I need to please you people. I need to please you people. Jerry Panericon. KrakenCon, first impressions, go.
There was a whole lot of more cosplay people there than Comic-Con.
Well, the population
was there more?
Was,
yeah, I don't know if it could possibly. I think there's more people in cosplay than there was at the entire convention. I mean,
well, the ratio, though. The ratio of people. Right? The ratio of people in costume to total attendees was much higher, I think, for this.
Yeah.
And it ranged
I'll give you that.
It ranged from the lazy to the. Like, I literally saw a black guy with an Iron Man mask on and just regular t-shirt.
Did he say trick or treat when he walked up to you?
That's what it looked like. It looked like it was a trick or treater. And then he didn't keep the mask on the whole time. He kind of just put it up on the top of his head and walked around. I was like, that's lazy, bro. Come on. Corey Vincent, first impressions.
Well, we were on time, like normal.
Wow.
Unlike other people on the podcast.
We were on time for the first panel.
Okay. But
we did not go to.
Yeah, we did not go to. Yeah.
We were a little early, and we walked up to the door, and the bouncer put his hand out, and we, you know, showed our cool little press badges. He's like, "Oh, welcome to the show." And we walked in there and got a good look at the show, and it was first impressions. It was homely.
Yes.
Yeah. First that's impression. I actually wish that I had not walked in before everybody. Because it made my first impression a little bit less. Then, like, when everyone started coming in, when the regular thing opened up, like, then there were all these people rushing in, and, like, they had their cool costumes on, and that made it a little better.
My first impressions were, I like the word homely. That was a good one. It felt very close, you know, claustrophobic. Because it was very small.
It was all in one area. You could be on one side of the con and see pretty much everything.
Yeah, literally, Jerry and I lost each other in the main hall, and he called my phone. And I was like, if you hold your hand up, I'll see where you're at. Oh, there you are.
I'm over here with the dancing alien.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I know exactly where you're at. I'm there in 2 seconds.
Yeah, did you guys see the alien cosplay?
The alien cosplay was all right.
With,
that was
like, the
cool
8-foot tail hanging off.
Yeah, Xenomorph.
Every time I walked past him, I had to, like, put my hands out because I'm like, I know if he turns too quickly and hits me in the face, you're going to see a dead alien.
I'm going to
be the predator here in a couple minutes.
The show floor was like any con that you may have
been to. I actually
saw
that guy before at Stockton Con.
Oh, yeah?
There was a Stockton Con? Why would you go to a Stockton Con?
I got in for free.
Oh my gosh.
Did they pay you to go?
You paid too much.
Like any con, they had the show floor where they had all the vendors, the, you know, artists and people selling jewelry. Off to the side, they had a little video game section, retro video game section.
Not just retro, though.
They had modern stuff. Like, what was it? Dance
Central?
No, that was
or
Dance
Just
Central.
Dance?
That was
Just
Dance.
Dance,
yeah.
Same thing.
I saw one guy monopolizing the Nintendo for like a long period of time.
Yeah, it was kind of... I don't know what this says about the event, but everybody at this event was on their DS at one point.
Everywhere.
Even like in one of the panels, people in the front row, staff members. Yeah. Yeah, she was a staff member, like a handler for the first dude who I saw. Mm. She was just on her DS the whole time.
Yeah. You guys should have got the street passes galore there.
I left it in the car like an idiot.
See?
Oh. So I'm hoping maybe I picked a few up, just passersby.
Yeah, maybe. Because they were everywhere. They were definitely everywhere. What else do they have over there? The SAC Anime was over there representing again. We saw some of the same people that we saw at the Sacramento Wizard World.
Mm-hmm.
They had a photo booth where you can go over there and snap off a couple of pictures with a green screen.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome setup.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
They had those people that can plaster a mask on you.
Oh, yeah. What do they call that?
Now, were they letting people actually sit in, or they just have their own actors?
They had their own actors.
Okay.
Because you have to sit there, like, all day to get it done.
And I was waiting for
the
longest.
But it was really cool to watch, like, some of the process.
Yeah, yeah. The fish man, I was waiting for him to hear him get the gills on the side of his face and everything like that, but it took way too long.
Maid Cafe.
That was interesting. Did anybody go into the Maid Cafe?
No.
I did not.
Too expensive.
No. How much was it?
It was $5.
It was $5.
$5. Wow. Way too expensive.
Well, but it was given, you know, I mean, some people like that stuff, Maid Cafe, for people that don't know, it was in the corner of the room. And what it is they go in, you go in as a customer, and I believe you sit down, and you have a personal maid, I guess, anime person, come and join you at this table, and it just looked like they were conversating the whole time.
Really?
And then having snacks or something.
Like, is it like food prostitution? You're just lonely for a minute?
They also had kind of generic entertainment, though, because they would go up and do like
dances and
they do songs. Yeah, song and dance numbers and stuff like that.
I saw one guy, he was singing the Let It Go song from Frozen. It was pretty good.
See, I think, has everybody seen Frozen in here?
No, I've not seen that.
But it was a good movie.
Some of the music is
everybody,
good.
Yeah, everybody keeps making references towards Frozen. I've never seen the movie.
It was good. I like it.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
the Mermaid Cafe, I wouldn't say it was worth $5. Yeah, no.
I don't know. I was getting pretty hungry. Everything looked good.
For all that, I would have pulled one of the cosplay girls aside and said, let's go get some meat.
Wow. Yeah. Because you're that smooth.
That's free. Yeah. That's one thing. That was
he just points at them, bang, you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
There was a chick that actually fooled me. She was in cosplay. I don't know what character you are, honey. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. She had a six-pack, though, right?
Okay.
And upon further inspection, she drew the six-pack on herself.
Wow.
And I was like, you fooled me, so that's a six-pack in my eyes right there.
What if I drew a six-pack on
you? No, Jerry, you couldn't get away with drawing a six-pack on yourself. The cosplay... Jerry mentioned it a little bit more. It was my first glance at the cosplay that was there. I liked it. Like, they, from the lobby to the show floor, it kind of seemed like they had good cosplay going on there. A lot of replicas everywhere. Attack on Titan was a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of Adventure Time because
a lot of Adventure
one
Time.
Of the big names there was one of the voice actors for Adventure Time.
Which Jerry didn't catch, apparently.
Did you get his autograph?
I did not get her autograph.
Her?
Did you go sit on that panel though?
I did not. No, I was doing some other panel. I think at that time.
What? What you?
No, just... wait, no. Wait, her panel was her panel's in the afternoon. I think we missed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a short event. We stayed as long as we could.
Yeah, we didn't get to stay for the whole thing.
Yeah,
being in Sacramento and all that, and having jobs and stuff. But
yeah.
I thought my highlight was probably the Patrick Seitz panel, mm-hmm. which was like the first one. So they started kind of with, to me, what was their big guns. He's a guy who's a voice actor, been in the game for a long time. And not only does he voice act, though, he actually does a lot of the translation and some of the directing for the animes.
Does he speak Japanese?
He must. He didn't, you know, show off or anything, but I'm assuming if he was translating, he does.
And another thing with a small atmosphere, he was able to, like, come out and actually interact with a lot of the people that were, you know, just walking by and stuff like that.
Everybody, that's one of the big bonuses, I think, of this size is, like, you can interact with everyone. Like, you go into a panel, it's only you and maybe, like, 2 dozen people.
Yeah.
So you could really get any questions you have answered.
He was taking pictures. Yeah. He was, you know... chatting it up with people as if they were his close friends and stuff like that. I saw him waiting on somebody with a DS, but I don't know what she was doing. Maybe she was...
taking a picture with it?
No, because she was like down...
Let me get a 3D picture of you.
She was like
so
down...
So I could shoot you with a floating head?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he was cool. I mean, I don't know about the rest of the other people that were doing panels, but he was definitely cool, inviting, coming, you know, out to talk to everybody. And then I saw that he was actually scheduled to do autographs at a later time, mm-hmm. but he was doing this beforehand, so I was like, that's...
He's been in, he was Scorpion in some of the more recent Mortal Kombat games. He was in Lightning Returns, the game we played. He was in, the big thing we'd probably know him from is League.
Yeah, he's Renekton and...
He's Renekton, Lucian, and Kog'ma.
Yeah, three characters. Jerry should have got his voice on his phone so he can do some type of, you know, you just called Renekton and I'm not home right now. That would have been dope. I mean, Corey, you asked him a little about voice acting?
Yeah, I got to squeeze in a few questions. One of the questions was, because he has a nice bellowing deep voice. And I kind of...
Kindred Spirits.
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned that to him. I was like, so I'm in a podcast with a guy who's got a pretty decent voice.
Great voice.
Do I still have a shot of getting in the industry? How much of it is skill and how much of it are you born with? And he said you got to have both, kind of, was his roughly his question, because it's such a competitive field. And he said, for anime anyways, you have to be in Texas.
Really?
Texas? Yeah.
That is like the most bass, awkward thing I've ever heard.
He said Texas is where they're doing most of the voiceover work for animes. So he flies out there for like the big ones, and then he stays local.
I wonder what anime, like, why did Texas get the anime kick? Because it doesn't seem like a state that it would be like.
I would have thought L.A.
It must just be some kind of tax thing.
No, I think it's Funimation is out there.
But still, Funimation, why would you base yourself in Texas? The crowd down there doesn't seem like... I mean, I don't know Texan viewers or listeners right now. They're probably like, we love anime down here, but...
I love me some Dragon Ball. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. But I've been to Texas, and they didn't scream out anime for the people that I met down there. But maybe, I don't know.
What do you mean you ain't got no Attack on Titan?
That's terrible.
That's pretty good.
You're going to get so much hate mail now. So much.
I'm going to miss my Naruto.
What else happened at the Kraken Con? That was
those steampunk guys, they were really good.
Those guys stayed in character the whole time they were talking to us. I was taking footage of the mechanical bird because I thought it was cool.
How are you in character with steampunk?
This is what I thought. I was literally just taking B-roll footage. And then all of a sudden he's like, what did he say? He said, you have found the mechanical bird fascinating, haven't you? He loves to be petted. And so he started petting him, and then the bird would, like, talk and stuff like that. And he said, this is my chief engineer, whatever his name, Roland Smith Washington or something like that.
He had a slave?
Almost, did.
That was a black guy.
It was a black guy, yeah. Yeah, and then he had, like, two girls. One was a captain, and she was stroking a mortar.
RPG?
Yeah, or, like, some type of bomb or something like that.
Did they give you a card? Or are these?
Yes, they did give me a card.
Will they come to my birthday party?
They probably won't come to your birthday party, but let me see if I can find their card here. Jared, do you have their card? Steampunk something.
Steampunk something.
I don't have their card directly on me.
Speaking of awesome vendors, we made another contact with an indie comic.
Yeah.
Shot him creator. Out. His name is Gabriel Moore. And his little, he goes under Rot Game, video games. He goes under Rot Comics, and the series was called Asylum. And we walked up, had a conversation, let him know what we do, and we got a chance to. So he gave us the first four issues.
Yeah.
And essentially, it's kind of a team of heroes, but each hero, I don't want to say hero, because it's kind of a darker story.
Yeah, like, yeah, that'd probably be
protagonists, maybe. Yeah.
It's just a character.
Characters, they all have a certain disorder, and that disorder kind of manifests into an ability. So
interesting.
It sounds like X-Men for the emo,
or like Neverending Nightmares comic book version.
That actually got a shout out on like top 50 indie games of 2014.
Did it?
Yeah. When I saw it, I kind of clapped it. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I was looking up more indie games for like a future episode or something like that. And when they said, yeah, and they just started describing, I was like, oh, yeah, this is
Matt Gilgenbach.
Yeah, Gilgenbach. He's an awesome dude. More cards were given to us than I think the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just easier to strike up a conversation than this one.
And not even just to strike a conversation with somebody, they were approaching us too.
Yeah, like, they were very eager to have people come and talk to them and like kind of hear what they're about, see some of their work.
If you had a camera dangling around your neck, they were up.
They
in
came
your face.
Up to me and I was like, "Why are you coming up to me? Go to him." I was like, "Go him. You go him."
They obviously don't listen to the show. They would know you're creepy, Jared. I'm like, stay away.
I know.
I would like to thank personally the Kraken Con people there for not twerking on me. From last episode.
Yeah.
We met nobody that heard the show.
I wanted to start a twerk circle.
A twerk circle? Well, like a drum circle?
A twerk up.
For Miley Cyrus fans?
That would be horrible. A lot of cute girls there, Kraken Con.
Speaking of which, they had JoJo Panda Face.
JoJo Panda Face.
Wow.
JoJo Panda the Face.
She does some very good cosplay. I like her Dark Magician Girl. This looks nice.
And please tell me that Living Ichigo is her brother or something, right?
That's, in my mind, he is.
Wow.
Because they were together, Living Ichigo. I saw him at Wizard World. I didn't know he was a sensation.
Yeah, I took a couple of pictures of him.
We looked on his Facebook page, and he has like nearly 200,000.
Yeah,
in
he's
fans.
He's what do they call it? He's sort of big.
Yeah,
he's
you jelly?
Sort of a big deal.
You jelly?
I'm very jelly.
We need to siphon off some of those fans.
Well, and he was with
take your shirt off and be a Dragon Ball Z character.
Well, there are no black Dragon Ball Z characters.
Mr. Popo.
Yes, there is. Mr. Popo.
They actually changed him purple for the U.S. version.
I know. I see that in Dragon Ball Kai.
But that's so racist still. So he's so black that he's purple. There's Africans like that.
You could be Piccolo.
You see, there's a difference to me. Let's go back into cosplay for a minute. Okay. So we had Living Ichigo and his sister, JoJo Panda Face.
Yeah. Just going to assume.
No, they were sisters. They're brother and sister.
I hope so. And then we have a card here that Aaron got from Nintendo Nat.
First of all, Jerry got that card.
Yeah.
You didn't?
No, I didn't get the card.
Okay.
Jerry would. That's when I let Jerry roam by himself. Because every other time we were going and getting stuff, we were rolling as a tandem.
This is what happens when I'm alone, all right?
You just stray towards the girl in the bra.
Yeah, I'm like, she had a pokey bra. Come on. Can I wouldn't take a picture of that.
Can I get a picture?
I tapped her on the shoulder. Hey, you, hey. Picture.
So, How much?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. Want to catch these with the pokeballs?
We got her card. Okay, look at the two cards.
Her cards are very professional as well.
No, she's not wearing pants.
Who needs pants?
Thank you. You were born naked.
Yeah.
You didn't come out with a pair of denim on, did you?
Do you think she considers herself a cosplayer?
I do.
I was going to say, I don't think she considers her. I mean, I don't care what she considers herself. I consider her a cosplayer.
You think she's a cosplayer?
Yeah, she's a cosplayer. I saw her website.
Oh, my gosh.
And was it Nintendo Nat, right?
Yeah, Nintendo
I appreciate Nat. Those Squirtle underpants.
So Nintendo Nat is basically, you know, an attractive girl, but... She's just going way overboard on the sexualization, in my opinion.
I mean, they just had, they always, enough. At these cons, they have panels all the time about sexualization or, you know, what do you call the stupid crap?
Sexuality?
No. I'm trying to think of the word. Not the subject isn't stupid. I'm trying to think of the word, so I don't want people writing.
Writer's block?
Oh, Aaron.
Get through a panel without someone mentioning writer's block, and you will have get an achievement
They
point.
Talk about how people treat women that cosplay and stuff like that.
Do you think this girl kind of hinders that?
She wanted the attention.
See, that's where it's kind of difficult, because it's just like, you don't want to be treated like a piece of meat or something like that, but they like dressing like that. I don't think they're... Because if you didn't like dressing like that, you just wouldn't.
If there was a character that just didn't wear pants like that, I could see like, oh, okay, maybe she's cosplaying the character.
So then,
you could maybe just like, but she is Mario.
So then her cosplay of Donkey Kong, what do you think about that?
Okay, that one I'll accept.
That one's bananas.
So if you go to her website, if you find her, Nintendo
her website,
Nat,
www.nintendonat.
She has a cosplay.
Nintendo Nat, email me. What picture is that on?
She has
tattoo?
A cosplay of Donkey Kong. Now, as everybody knows in the video game world, that Donkey Kong only wears a tie. He's naked as the day he was born, and she mimics that.
Yeah.
Spot on, at my
best cosplay ever.
Spot on. Now, it's not gratuitous. It's not like she's flashing everything. You see models do the same thing. So where's that line then? From model, what they do is artistic, but what she does is whorish?
I think it's artistic.
Of course you do, Jerry.
I appreciate art.
Does she have to be in black and white or something for it to be artistic?
It's noir.
No, yeah. I don't know. David, help me out here. What do you think?
I would say that is artistic, but it does not mean cosplay to me.
Okay.
It's cosplay.
So, because I'm always interested in where the line between just model and cosplay is, because models wear some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen America's Top Model, they wear some crazy stuff.
To me, anyway, cosplay is finding a character you like,
mm-hmm.
and then putting the time and effort into making or assembling, however you do it, make your own costume and kind of go in. And
to make it look close as it can to the character, or can we have artistic freedom to
do your
make
artistic
it look?
Freedom? Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You can get inspiration from a character and then go from there.
Well, so then her naked with a tie on is just lazy artistic freedom?
It's just, it's not something that you could wear to a, anywhere.
Well, yeah, she's not going to, yeah.
So, like, I don't.
She could wear that
I mean,
anywhere
it's,
around
it's
me.
Artistic.
See,
it's artistic in a photo shoot sense.
This is why we need to put Jerry on hiatus.
I think we need to find the biggest cosplay convention and send Jerry there to report.
Fanime. Nothing would get done.
Send me to Fanime.
He would take so many pictures. We get so many cards and so many letters back to us.
64 gig done.
But it's all filled with one pick. But, I mean, I understand, you know, you're not supposed to. And that's another thing. We actually got interviewed. Somebody came up to me and Jerry and interviewed us about
video games,
sexuality in video games.
They came up to the wrong guy.
We gave our honest opinion.
Yeah.
We gave our very honest opinion.
That's the problem. I'm afraid of what Jerry's honest opinion is.
That interview was the tits. Yeah. All
right. Let's put the questions to you guys, and you guys clearly weren't there. One of the questions were, how do you think women are treated in video games as opposed to males? And we've answered some similar to that before, but Janice Davis on the show.
Yeah.
We gave our answers. What do you guys think so far?
It depends. Are you talking about, because you could point out specific cases where they've made a strong female lead, but for the most part, there's
no, we're talking about gamers.
Oh, how do gamers treat women? Oh, like crap.
Yeah.
Terribly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They are not treated with much respect.
Then they did move it on to, you know, like how female characters are portrayed in video games.
Yeah. No, you want your answer. Party up with a female and go into the game lobby of any Call of Duty match.
Yeah.
And have her just say anything.
Just come in, hi guys. And then it just berated.
Absolutely. And it goes, I'm not saying that people aren't decent. There's a nice, probably good chunk of people. Probably most of the people are decent human beings.
They're on Smite.
Everybody listening to this podcast is, I'm hoping it would be, you know, the cool guys. Mm-hmm. But then there's some on the one side who are like, oh, suck my dick, bitch. Or, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
And then get in the kitchen. And then on the far other side, there's like friend request.
Yeah, the stalker ones.
And then the, you know, do I need to do it? Would you like me to do anything for you in this match?
ASL.
Let's protect her. And ASL.
Those guys, ASL? I can't stand.
Both sides. There's the white knights and then the complete douches. Like, to me,
there's trolls and white knights on the internet.
Yeah, trolls and white knights. They're just as bad to me, almost.
Well, you see, the thing that's difficult for me is because, like, when we play games, if I'm very competitive in a game and I, you know, call you out on something, that's not hate. That's just, you know, I'm competitive at this time in the game. If a girl sees that a little differently because maybe she's, you know, not, I don't know, like used to the way that we talk online. I'm not saying, like, just being a total jerk and just going straight after her. But if she messes up somehow and I come at her, you know, is that still wrong? Or is
no,
that just...
if you're coming at her saying, you know, why'd you gank that lane or why did you, that kind of stuff as opposed to...
Some Adam stuff.
Yeah,
you're a girl, you're jungling, and Adams is doing the same stuff that you normally
do. As long as you're antagonizing the person as you would a male, I don't see it being a huge issue. You're still an idiot, you're still a dick.
I don't know if I want to support that, because I think some people are overly aggressive, especially on the internet where they have all this animosity.
Yeah, you know, there's limits. I mean, don't be a dick. It's just the number one rule.
The last question they asked us.
Don't make it personal.
What was your favorite female video game character?
Ooh.
I was stumped on that one too. Jerry had to help me out a little bit.
I said your favorite game is Perfect Dark.
Yeah, so I had to go. Because at first I said the Valkyrie on Gauntlet. That's the only character female
Valkyrie
that I...
Valkyrie is hungry. Because
that's the only one that I would ever play on Gauntlet. That was my character.
She was the best one.
Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, then I played her the most, so I guess her. And then he was like, you play Perfect Dark all the time. So I'm like, oh, yeah, Joanna Dark. Done.
If I was going to say one, I'd say Femme Shepard from Mass Effect. She's really cool.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the voice acting was a little better.
Yeah, it was.
Than the male version.
Was it?
Yeah. I still played the male.
What's her name?
Female Shepard?
Femme Shepard?
No, I don't know the actress. Actress.
Jennifer something.
I don't know
Hudson?
The
Love Hewitt?
Name.
Yes, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
Hudson.
Let's get her on.
It's all of them.
Lopez?
Wow. Corey, favorite female?
I still am having trouble thinking of one. Wow. I mean, I can think of one, but I can't.
All the girls of the WWE.
Oh, that's a throwback. Dominique. Does Dominique still listen to the show?
I don't even know.
Dominique is the worst trivia person. If you're new to the show, we used to do a trivia game all the time. And one of the questions was about, we were naming sexy female characters of video games.
all the women in the WWE.
Was that after his guess of the Raiders cheerleaders or something?
Okay.
But it was pretty cool how they came up to us and interviewed us.
My favorite character was Chun-Li, by the way.
Oh, yes. I'm
Thunder
sorry.
Dies yeah. with a win.
Thunder Thighs?
Yeah. Thunder Thighs.
Wow.
And she had some pretty cool artwork hanging up around the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shop. That's how it felt. It smelled like a small comic shop. That you could just walk in and, you know.
Welcome.
Mingled with people. When I first got there, I saw two people playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On the little table out in the lobby.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I almost wanted to sit in on a match. But then
I was surprised again that they didn't have a dedicated area for like card table games or whatever.
That would have been cool.
Considering they invented a card table game.
Yeah, they didn't have any space to play that.
How many cards did you guys get?
Six.
Wow, you got
more. You only need five to play.
Well, I guess we can't play. I got two.
I got two, too.
That's it. Wow. And see, me and Jay learned towards the end that each booth was giving out cards or something like that.
Yeah, they had different cards for different events. Like you finish the scavenger hunt and you get a bonus card.
Okay. Yeah, see, I didn't see all that. Yeah. Is the card game, did they give out rules in that booklet or something?
Yeah, the rules are on the website, at least.
The rules are on the website. I remember reading them before we went.
No, Kraken Con. That's pretty cool, though. It made it a little more interactive, you know, and then a little hunt for the cards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You got a rare card. I saw. The one that's in my bag is a rare card.
Oh, shit.
You got a common card, Jerry.
And an uncommon card.
Uncommon card? No.
From Despicable.
Yeah, they say up in the top corner, and they tell you what.
Oh, nice.
And that's pretty cool. I like that. A little souvenir to help you remember Kraken Con.
Speaking of souvenirs, did anybody else here purchase anything from the vendors?
Nope. Purchased a ticket to leave.
You actually had to pay to get out?
Heck yeah.
Oh, okay.
$25.
Oh, the parking ticket.
Yeah.
The only thing I paid for was this.
You know, the parking ticket was more than the cost of entry to the show.
I know this.
But we carpooled, so that reduces the cost.
Yeah, that was nice.
And then there was a toll booth.
And there was a toll booth.
Another $5.
Yep, so that's 30 in all.
You had the money to do
that? But if you're a local, you don't have to do the toll booth.
If you're a local...
What?
Oakland.
How do you know who's a local and who's not?
You show them your
California. It's a smaller convention, so most people there are probably locals.
Oh.
But I'm talking about leaving the city.
Yeah.
In Oakland?
Did you guys not pass a toll?
Yeah, we passed the toll.
We did, but I'm saying like for argument of cost for the convention.
Oh, okay.
Wow, dude.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Miscommunication.
But yeah, all in all, I think it was definitely a quaint, quiet little convention that was very entertaining, actually.
Yeah, if you're sitting there and you have local conventions coming around, I mean, you should definitely check these shows out.
Support that one big time, because...
This is only their second year.
Oh, yeah. Then
so
I can see
they're doing very well.
One. Yeah.
Move it to Sacramento.
When we already have our own conventions. We have a couple of Sac Anime.
Sac Anime.
When it hit around like the midday, like noon, I saw a lot more people flood in. And who were the two that were rushing to the... you were there too. They were rushing to the elevator. And we got to hurry up to get to the registration for the cosplay.
Oh, you mean what were they cosplayed as?
Yeah, do you remember what they were?
One was Yuna from Final Fantasy.
I thought they were both Final Fantasy characters.
And could have been. Those were good ones, though.
Yeah.
Top contenders right there.
One thing I wanted to mention too was the panels were pretty weak, I think, compared to especially compared to Wizard World, because Wizard World their panel hosts were like top notch people, mm-hmm. like they were
in the industry and everything.
And in these, there was no real panel host, so whoever the speaker was just kind of was open mic.
Yeah, there was one guy in the first room to the right. He was dressing like black. He seemed to talk forever. Every time I walked by, he was still in there. And I was like, who is this guy? Like,
David sat in, I think, on the worst panels because I was just in there for 2 seconds and I was already annoyed with this guy.
Done.
The guy, he was like, he kind of had a bird face to me.
Wow.
And everything he said.
This is the same guy Aaron was talking about, by the way.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Everything he said, he meant like it was going to just blow your mind. Like everything he said was profound.
And then I saw Lou Ferrigno throw the cup away.
But after. When you're making a bad guy, he's got to be cool.
Was that what that was? No, it wasn't the villain creation panel, was that?
When you first arrived?
Yeah.
No, that was the, it was the something about reality of printing, where he was giving like a lot of his backstory on, like, because he's a wrote this book, and he went through all this research to figure out how's the best way to get this printed and get it out to people.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, he was explaining that process, and then, like, it just got really dry in the middle because he was giving all these figures about, like, money's made by different books, where the money goes.
He said,
like,
he basically talked people out of
yeah, he was wow. He was talking people out of publishing books.
Oh my gosh,
don't do it.
Start your panel up.
He said, "What do you said something like, if you're not ready to make this book for 100 yeah. years, you yeah. better so just he said, stop like, writing.
Okay, so wait.
He said something about, like, if you are only going to be dedicated, like, okay, I'm going to put 10 years into this book and it's going to be great, then you're not dedicated enough. You need to be thinking, I'm going to put 100 years into this book and it's going to be great. That's what you have to be thinking when he's
so
when
just
he
don't make any other books. Just one book, 100 years.
That's essentially what he was saying.
We should have tackled him and pulled off his mask.
Wow. Who would you? You'd have find disciple under that.
He just, huh, you found me.
It seemed like he
no,
was
you'll
very
find
cynical.
Mr. Fable.
Oh, man. That would be awesome if it was him. Molyneux right under the mask.
Peter wow. Molyneux, we found you. Same. I would have got away with it for that pesky Asian.
Hey, we did find Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, really? Was
yeah.
she there?
Yeah.
Did,
yeah
was she on I the ground looking them. For her glasses, like no. 5 inches from her hand?
Jinkies. Jinkies.
Wow. Yeah. No. Kitty, Doom Kitty? Ivy Doom Kitty. She does a good Velma.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does a really good
Everything
Velma.
She does is good.
Pretty so
good.
Hers isn't,
No.
Wow. Wow.
You think she is?
No, I'm okay, saying okay, she's I'm still, saying. She's on that, she's on that line.
No.
To me, she's on that line. She's hot as all can be, but she's tipping. She's one nip slip away from being.
From being Liz Katz?
From being, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
When you look at, it goes more than just the costumes. It goes to the promotion of the costumes. If you go to Liz Katz's website and then go to just about any other of the people who we've associated with recently, Ryan Fry or...
I don't want to say they're all in the same realm. I don't want to say they're all in the same realm, but they're all in the same realm.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm not into objectifying women and stuff like that, but I mean, it starts at the game developers. That's what I say. They make the characters sexy. The girls dress sexy. The guys go crazy.
That's sex sells.
That's where it is.
Wow. Look at this guy, the guy that we got to see, Patrick
Ewing.
Sites?
Yeah. Sites. He does do characters for Smite.
Oh, what did he do? Who?
Who?
Chalk.
Really?
And oh. Hades.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I told you he was doing big stuff.
I played Chalk once.
Yeah. And I played Hades once.
There you
wow.
go.
Awesome.
And he's one of the guys that I got to actually talk with and exchange cards. And a little spoiler, he might be on the show in a few weeks.
All right. Let's get some bumpers right. with him going. Oh, as Hades. There it is.
Do you know? I couldn't. I played so many matches against Hades, but I couldn't hear his voice in my head.
I can only hear nothing now.
Mm. I don't even I can't
know,
remember.
I don't even know what Wukong sounds like, and I've played with him plenty of times.
I remember what Ao Kong sounds like.
It's because you and Jerry are just like making noises at each other whenever you play.
Pretty much. Pretty much. We're about to wrap up. Let's get some final thoughts.
Yeah.
All right. Final thoughts on Kraken Con. Rating from 1 to Kraken. Look at it, now everybody's
I
like, well,
I don't even
know
what
that
works on that scale.
I'll give it
Jerry.
An oyster.
Oh, okay. Wow, you didn't like it?
Wow.
What?
What are oysters good?
So I didn't understand it at all. Well, you hated it? Oh my god.
How do you guys know what on what's that mean on a scale?
1 to 10. Now mind you, you should try to throw away Wizard World in your head. Not saying, you know.
Yeah, I think because we were spoiled with the bigger one.
Yeah, but as an event on its own, outside world doesn't exist, and they did this for Oakland. What are you know, rated? 1 to 10.
I'll rate it a 7 because the panels weren't that strong, and the special guests I really didn't care for.
Gondo.
I think I'll agree. I mean, not for the same reasons. The panels were a little weak. I think the guests were good level for this size of an event, absolutely. But I just, I don't know. I feel like it needed to be a little bit larger, maybe.
Corey?
What number did you give it, David?
7.
7?
2 7.
I'm going to go 6. I'm going to go 6.
Was the panel?
No, the panels were okay. They weren't great. They were about a 6 level. And then I think that the floor was just kind of disorganized. There would be like artists in one area, and then you'd go and see an artist like in the video game, like in a different area. Yeah. I mean, it just didn't seem like they organized the floor right. The venue was small, but you can definitely feel the heart of the show and the presence, because a lot of the panels that were there were, even though they were kind of lacking, they were all like geared towards the people attending expressing their creativity.
Yeah.
And they were very excited about their topics.
Yeah, they were really excited about the topics, and it was more about getting people active and actually doing things. It was telling David on the way home, like, for me, Wizard World was a pop festival. It was like a pop culture con. So I felt like a fish in water. In this one, I'm not an anime guy. I think of everybody in the Video Game Bang crew, I'm the least educated by far on anime. So whenever they're making funny jokes and the things, I'd, you know, have to go,
terrible.
Naruto, I know what that is. But then, like, I'd miss all the other references. Like,
that was a Bleach joke, dude.
Yeah. Wow. Everybody's busting up at these awesome jokes, and I'm like, I have no idea. I'm sorry.
He just gets up and runs. Knocks over a chair.
I had fun networking, meeting people. The staff was perfect. I mean, there's no issues whatsoever, really.
Staff was underage.
They were what?
The underage staff.
Yeah.
Is that even legal?
The two doormen that were 12 probably
They're volunteers,
weren't.
So it's fine.
Six from me.
All right, I give it a little bit more. I'm going to go with split the difference, 6.5. I got to go. The panels were definitely weak from when I stuck my head in one. And, like, I think what would have put it over the top and made it at least a solid 8 is if they had two major celebrities, not on the class of, like, Hemsworth and stuff, you know, because it's still small, it's still new, but if they get, like, the Black Power Ranger on one side, and then over on the other side, somebody of equal fame and celebrity that you know, actually just get both Black Power Rangers, the Asian guy and the black guy, and put them on opposite ends of the room, and then don't make it all about them, but headline them, you know?
Yeah.
And then so that
you need the face recognition. You need
a face.
They need MCs. Yes. They need qualified MCs that could keep the panels going smooth, keep them on track. Because the people hosting the panels, it wasn't that they weren't good or educated on their topics. It's just they weren't extremely.
They're not public speakers.
Yeah, they weren't public speakers. They weren't really people.
And that's what Wizard World did have. They had somebody always on the mic side.
They had a bunch of Chris Hardwick. Like,
yeah.
The guy Aaron Sagers from Wizard World was the freaking Ryan Seacrest compared to the rest of these people.
Yeah,
and he was, you know.
6.5.
But the important thing, I think, we're giving it ratings, and it may sound like we're slamming. I don't want to give the thing because I would definitely go again.
I would recommend somebody that lives in Oakland. Definitely go. And I put it in the writing and everything. I'm like, if you're in the Bay Area or, you know, somewhere close, definitely show it all the love you can. You know, get more people to go to that thing. Make it bigger so that way these cons are just like, you know, they're massive everywhere they go. Mm-hmm. And it'll be, because it definitely has the potential to be, you know, huge, you know. It's just, I think just the size right now. It's still early. It's still infant stage.
The atmosphere.
And then if you're used to going to the big cons, and you want to go check out the small con, I encourage it because it gives you a chance to really connect with people.
Yeah.
Because, like, we got a bunch of networking done. Mm-hmm. We got to talk to all these cool artists. And, like, I didn't feel like I was wasting their time because there wasn't, like, a mass of people trying to get to the different booths and things.
You can hear them.
Yeah, you can hear them talk.
Yeah.
Like, when they were talking, you wouldn't have to be, what? Let's go outside and talk. No, you don't want to? Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, they were definitely, you can hear everybody. Got a lot of cars. Got a lot of, you know, stuff. Overall, I would say definitely go. It's amazing. It was a good one. That's all I got, people. Are we wrapping up this bad
I'm
boy?
Good. Let's do this.
I hope Senpai noticed me.
Who is that?
Who?
Senpai.
Your
is this
master?
Another, was this the Poke Girl bra again?
I hope he noticed me.
Okay, so, all right, for Jerry, David, and Corey, see you next week.
I do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang. Now go fuck yourselves.